August 2021. I'm in a bar in Sarajevo. It's been more than 25 years since the Bosnian War ended. I'm looking for traces of that conflict. Are its consequences still felt by the younger generation here?
Did it start it?
Yes.
Leila is a waitress in the bar. She agrees to talk to me, and I don't have to wait long before her story starts pouring out.
How old are you?
24.
24,
yes.
So you were born in
97.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A few years after the war.
Yeah, and because your both parents were born and live in Sarajevo.
Yes. And they were here during the war. They weren't running away, or I mean, they're just trying. They were in the center of action.
Yeah.
In the center of action.
Mm. And how old were they?
Oh, so it's in their 20s, because 28, 26, they were my age probably.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were my age. Yes, yeah. Definitely. They were my age. Actually, my mother was my age.
Yeah.
What a strange synchronicity of the... Yes.
Leila is part of the second generation after the war. Is that conflict still important for young people today? Maybe they're so busy building a future and dealing with the present that the past is a foreign country. Do they talk about the war? I ask her.
I think it's changing slowly, but it's tricky. I can say it's changing a lot, because currently I'm surrounded by people who are, let's say, mostly healed or are on their way of healing. So basically I'm with people who are similar to me, right? People are becoming more and more aware, young people especially. Yes. I never heard my father talking about his emotions. When I started speaking about my emotions, when I learned how to speak about my emotions, that was the part when he started speaking about his emotions. If I did the first step, he wouldn't do it. Because he as well didn't know. He couldn't learn from someone else. My mother is talking about her emotions, but not in a great measure. For you see, my father wouldn't probably agree that I mention it, but a few months ago, he admitted himself, "Look, Leila, I have depression." So I was like, "What?" So, because when you admit it, it's the first step. Yeah. Maybe they didn't talk about that in front of us because we were considered to be too young and, you know, not ready for something like that. Or they didn't know how to start it.
Yeah.
So I just started asking some questions, how was it there, what did that happen? Maybe you could give some, let's say, hints of a good experience, not good, but funny experiences. And they talked.
The younger generation is breaking the silence, giving the older generation license to talk about it as well. An important step, because people like Leila still struggle with the trauma of the conflict.
Yes, I had depression before.
Okay.
Yeah, I was really. I touched the ground. Yeah. But when you're down, the only way is up. That's what I learned.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And what did you do when you really went down? Where did you get help from? How did you go up?
I left Bosnia. I left my parents. I left everything for a while.
The trauma manifests itself in strange ways. Leila fears coming under the influence of a corrupt system. Even her self-confidence and optimism cannot heal the scars that the trauma has left.
Yes. I don't have a negative idea about the future of my own life, because I know I'm capable to do anything that I want to do, because I believe in myself, and I believe that if you really believe in yourself, if you have knowledge, if you see tralala how it works, you can succeed.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't like to have a weak point in my life. I cannot guarantee that I won't have it.
Yeah.
Where I would get into the influence of the system, I wouldn't like to be corrupted. That's the thing. But it's, you see, I cannot guarantee. That's the worst thing, definitely.
Yeah.
That you cannot guarantee that you won't be weak tomorrow to do something that is not good for a greater amount of people. And that's my fear. Only that.
Yeah.
Silence is harmful. It holds up healing. Even worse, the fact that the older generation still has difficulty telling their stories of the war and processing their emotions can lead to dangerous misunderstandings.
Yes. I'm gonna tell you an experience of mine. 9 years ago, I was in Croatia and I was filming in family.
I tell Leila a story of my own. In 2012, I interviewed a former Croatian soldier. He opened up to me, telling stories of the war even his wife and sons never heard. The next day, his young son was singing a song, a very famous and very nationalistic song. Father and son reacted very differently to that same song. The father got emotional, not because of the song's nationalism, but because it reminded him of the past, of the war, and of the camaraderie that helped him get through it. But the young son did pick up the nationalism in the song. He reveled in its stories of heroes.
But yeah, how old is the son? Oh, he's young. Everyone wants to be a hero at his age, because heroes and losers, we're like treating our traumas like that. But yeah, it's, if I of course I would like to be a hero if I have a trauma of not being good enough before.
The feelings and emotional recollections of the first generation can be misinterpreted or incorrectly transferred to the second generation, especially when silence still reigns. Ideologically tainted heroic stories and dangerous clichés may then fill this void left by the absence of stories and words. This is why it is so important for children to know the stories behind their parents' silence. Leila herself is struggling with those layered and complex stories and their lingering impact too.
From the last year, I was into some activism. I'm trying to be like in the NGOs, doing this and that. But sometimes I really have a necessity to run away from here forever.
Yeah.
Honestly, forever. But sometimes you see and you get that glimpse of, you know, of not hope, faith, but of possibility of, you see that. Something that pushes you, like, go, do it. So yeah, I would like to try to help people to experience or to feel the road to a bigger, let's say, awareness. You know, how the behaviors of our parents, how the closeness, how the blockages that they have can indeed impact or affect the children.
Yes.
We have it in the DNA as well. Because the trauma is transmitting through the DNA. So yeah, I would like to do something for it. Maybe it doesn't work. But maybe it works. Maybe it really works. Maybe it moves. Maybe it pushes something. Maybe it motivates young people to say, like, okay, we don't want to live this way. Maybe the politics is, you listen to the music.
Crazy.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the point as well. And the emotional music at the right point.
Yeah.